The Minister for Justice has spoken to the Garda Commissioner and the Superintendent in Pear Street Garda Station about what she described as the disgraceful scenes outside Leinster House yesterday. A hangman's noose, politicians needing a Garda escort as they were chased by people screaming abuse down the street, TDs and senators effectively locked into Leinster House by angry protesters. Helen McEntee said the intimidation and threatening of elected representatives and members of An Garda Síochána Síochána doing their work on behalf of the people and the state has no place in our democracy. She's also said that Garda Commissioner Drew Harris will put forward options to try to resolve a dispute over rosters when he meets the four Garda associations today. Helen McEntee is with us now. Minister, good afternoon. Thanks for taking our call today.
Good afternoon. Hi.
You were in Leinster House when the protests were happening outside. What did you see? What did you hear?
Well, firstly, can I just say at the outset, I mean, every person has a right to peaceful protest. It happens on a daily, regular basis, weekly basis outside the Dáil. But what we saw yesterday, there was aggression, there was intimidation, and it has absolutely no place in a democratic society. I was in Dublin early myself yesterday. I saw very clearly the Gardaí putting in place a plan for the day because it was known that there would be a protest. It's often the case that you have people gather, particularly with the new term starting. But what became very clear throughout the day is that those people who came to Leinster House, be it at the front or the back, were not there to engage. They were not there to make a point or to get across maybe a message or to try and engage in a democratic way. They were there simply to be aggressive, to intimidate not just ourselves as elected representatives, not just the Gardaí, but also the people who are working and work there in Leinster House. As you've said, people turned up with gallows, with pictures and effigies. And really, this is absolutely no place in a democratic society. What I would say is I think the Gardaí dealt with what was a very difficult situation. We know at the end of the day there were 13 arrests. That's obviously now before the courts. And we have to trust those who are trained and who are in, I suppose, those positions with plans in place to be able to respond and to be able to deal with it. But this is a small minority of people. They do not represent the majority of people. And it cannot be the situation that something like this is allowed to happen or that it is allowed to continue in this way.
Were you worried for your own safety?
No, I was not. And I was not because I knew that the Gardaí were there and that a plan had been put in place. But I very clearly saw colleagues of mine who tried to leave, who obviously tried to go through the protest, and then later on were people trying to leave in their cars and were prevented from doing so. So, I mean, this is not acceptable. This is not how a democratic society should work. This is not how the vast majority of people engage with their elected representatives. And as I said, if more needs to be done, be it putting new plans or new measures in place, then that will be done. But for the most part, these types of protests are peaceful. People are there to engage. They are there to make a point and to put it across in a peaceful way. But those yesterday were not doing that. And that is why you saw 13 arrests. And that is why the Gardaí responded in the way that they did.
As Justice Minister, what are you going to seek from Gardaí so that all politicians, Oireachtas staff, can go in and out of safely out of Leinster House now?
Well, there are two things happening at the moment. You have this afternoon the superintendent from the local station in Pear Street with the assistant commissioner, Andrew Willis, is meeting with Archaean Corley and also with members of the Oireachtas to discuss what happened yesterday, but what more might need to be done, particularly around the building itself, the environs and where people are working. But separate to that, we've seen only in the last 2 years reviews of the safety around public representatives. I mean, that review in itself resulted in a referring back to protection essentially that was needed for ministers, but also further plans being put in place for elected representatives. It can always be the case and should always be the case that that is reviewed, and certainly it's something that I'll discuss further with the Garda Commissioner. I don't want to live in this society, and I certainly don't as an elected representative want us to be in a situation where we cannot walk about or down the street for fear of somebody intimidating or harassing us, but also that our Parliament would have to be shut off to other people.
Well, what's the steps are being considered? The Cathaoirleach of the Seanad, Jerry Buttermer, called for a policing plan to guarantee politicians access to both sides of Leinster House. For the perimeter, he said, at Kildare Street and Merrion Street to be a sterilised zone. There have been calls for water cannon, for example. What do you think?
I'll be very honest, I would hate to see that happen. I will, of course, if something is necessary, But I would hate to see us get to a situation where our parliament, which is for the most part very open, people can walk up to it, whether they're tourist or local, it's in our city centre, we as politicians can come and go, for that to change and for it to, you know, we see it in many other countries where you can't get near your parliament, where you have no access at all. I would not like to see that happen, and I would not like to see the actions of a few small people, a minority, to change that. At the same time, we have to take it very seriously where somebody is threatened or where there is aggression in that way. And so the discussions today with Arcán Cóirle and others will of course be focused on what can we do to make sure that people feel safe coming into work. I mean, there will always be a plan in place where there is a known protest. And that is why I said at the outset, I was in Dublin early and I could see very clearly the Gardaí had put measures in place to make sure that people could get in and out and that they could go about their business. But as the day escalated, obviously that changed, and that is why the Gardaí then had to move and respond, and that is a plan that I suppose they would have in place as to what they do when a certain situation escalates. But we have to respond as the situation arises. Yesterday shouldn't have happened, and I have no doubt that if more needs to be done, then it will be done. People need to be safe going about their work.
Separately, you said that the Garda Commissioner Drew Harris will put forward options to try to resolve a dispute over rosters when he meets the four Garda associations later today. What are those options?
Well, what I'll say is the Commissioner is going to put forward options for a process to move forward. And obviously that meeting is the meetings are happening at 3 o'clock today with all of the four associations. So I won't preempt that discussion. But the only way that this will move forward, and I've said this consistently, is that people are in a process, that they're around the table, that they're engaging, and that there is a way forward found. And so the Commissioner today will be putting forward options to put a process in place to move forward. You know, it's so important, and I I've said this time and time again, the matter of rosters, it's very important to the Commissioner and his management team that there are rosters in place that provide the best and most effective policing on the ground. And I know that's important for Gardaí as well, but also rosters are
There's been no agreement after 3 years of talks. The Commissioner says he wants this roster to be put back in place in November. Is he really going to force Gardaí to work a roster that they're implacably opposed to?
Well, look, discussions are happening today, and it's important that people are now getting around the table again. And yes, discussions have been going on for too long. I would say that we need to find a resolution here. There are mechanisms that can be used that haven't been used to date to try and resolve this, because this is an industrial relations dispute. We haven't exhausted all of those avenues, but obviously the Commissioner will be meeting with them today and setting out what these options are. And I have every confidence, having met with the GRA, having met with the AGSI, and having only met recently with the two other associations, that people will come to the meeting with a view to trying to find a way forward on this, as well as the Garda Commissioner.
Justice Minister Helen McEntee, thank you for speaking with us today.